le baba kosa uthore priye atman jago he priye atman फरिश्तों के संग संग बाबा है पधारे फरिश्तों के संग संग बाबा है पधारे प्रीतम से कर मिलन जागो आत्मन उठो आत्मन आई रे प्रभा
Om Shanti. 4th of February 2020. So we are doing the series Amrit Vela. And today's point, every day at Amrit Vela, Bab Dada celebrates the meeting with all the spiritual roses. And he sustains them with special love and power. Amrit Vela is the time of special sustenance from God. Amrit Vela is the special time for meeting the Supreme Soul. Amrit Vela is the time for spiritual conversation. Amrit Vela is the time when one can easily attain blessings from the treasure store of blessings of the innocent Lord. The praise of attaining all fruits that the mind desires from the innocent Lord originates from the praise of Amrit Vela at this time. This is the time when, without effort, one can attain limitless treasures from the open treasure store. You know of this auspicious spirit through experience, do you not? Only the experienced know of its elevated happiness and elevated attainments. Baba is describing what all things you do at Amrit Vela. The first is meeting with God. At Amrit Vela, you meet with God. This is a secret meeting. This is the most personal meeting with God. The second thing is, you receive sustenance from God. You receive sustenance, palna, from God. The third thing is, you receive blessings from God. The fourth, you have spiritual conversation with God. Fifth, whatever fruit you want, you get. It's known as mano vanchit phal. Whatever your mind desires, that fruit you get at Amrit Vela. Means your desires get fulfilled. Sixth, you get limitless treasures. Treasures. And last, you get happiness and attainments. So Baba is saying, Amrit Vela is the special time where all these things are happening. First, you meet God. This is our fortune, that after search for so many births, ultimately we have understood who is He, what is He. Not only that, we make others understand who is He. That's our job. As Baba said in yesterday's Murli, that I am the supreme gardener. I am the master. I will not go to others. It's your task. You go to them. So we meet the highest authority, we meet somebody who is the Supreme, who is the ocean of all answers. God is the oceans of all solutions. Human beings are the ocean of questions. Yesterday Baba said, Baba is the ocean of knowledge, while people, they are the ocean of scriptures. So when you meet God, you don't have to ask anything to any other person, because you get solution to all the questions. You get answers to all the questions, solution to all the problems of life. And most of the problems are self-created. They are our own birth. They have taken birth from our own mind. So, at Amrit Vela, we should get the experience that I have met God. I have not met an ordinary person. I am not meeting any guru or any religious founder or some great man or child of God or any incarnation, but God Himself. He Himself is right now in front of me, and I am taking drishti from Him. I am talking with Him. So meeting with God should take place at Amrit Vela. So at every Amrit Vela should find us meeting God. So how much importance one should give to Amrit Vela. When we have meeting with such an important personality, he is the VVVIP, he is the director, he is the king of this drama. Just imagine, it's so difficult for subjects to meet king. And when they get a chance, they don't leave this chance. So God is the king of this world in one way. So to meet Him is definitely an act of pleasure, an act of fortune. So we should not miss this luck. We have this golden chance of meeting God. After this period, we will never be able to talk with Him, meet with Him, because He remains hidden for the 5,000 years. It's only at this time that He reveals Himself, His nature, all the secrets, all the mysteries of the universe. So how much attentive, how much aware, conscious one should remain about this period. So Amrit Vela, the first thing that takes place is we meet God. The second thing is we receive divine sustenance from Him. So first is divine meeting, and second is divine sustenance. We have the experience of getting sustenance from deities and human beings, but we really do not have any experience of getting sustenance directly from God. So Amrit Vela is the time when you receive direct divine sustenance from Him. And in fact, He is the ocean of divine sustenance. No human being can ever give us the divine sustenance. Their sustenance is limited, selfish for the time period, and inconsistent, cannot be relied upon. You cannot bank on human sustenance for a long time. But yes, God's sustenance is permanent, perennial, unchanging, consistent. So, sustenance means somebody who takes care. Just as parents sustain the child, they take care of his every want, his every desire. In a similar manner, God takes care of our every want, our every desire. He knows us more than anybody else in this world. His love is absolute. There was a man, and everybody used to hate him for his way of living. And everybody would come and correct him every time that you should change, you should change, you should change. And he himself used to feel that, yes, I have to change my way of living. I am not acting in a right manner. I am not living in the right manner. Everybody is coming and trying to rectify, correct him. And he himself, as I said, he himself used to feel that I must change my way of living. But he would find himself incapable of doing that. He would find it very difficult to change, even though there was a realization that I must change. But for him it was too uphill task. It was an uphill task for him. So once a friend comes to him and says, I just love you as you are. I don't want you to change. Because he was already pestered by everybody. Everybody telling him that you should change, you should change, you should change. But now this friend, who was a very old friend of him, and a very fast friend, he comes one day and says, I don't want you to change. Just stay whatever you are. I love you with all your faults. I love you with all your imperfections, with all your defects, with all your flaws. So there is no need to change. And this thing was something which nobody has yet spoken to him. His wife, his children, his other friends, they all would tell him only one thing. Why don't you change? Why don't you change? This is for the first time that somebody said to him that I accept you as you are. And that one moment was the moment of change. After that he never remained the way he was before. So the total change happened, a sea change, cataclysmic change. So this process of spiritual metamorphosis is very subtle. From Copper Age, people came and tried to correct us. Don't do this, don't do that. Don't do this, don't do that. This is not good, that is not good. But Baba's way of teaching was very different. First of all, he accepted us as we are. With all the faults, with all the failings, with all the mistakes and with all the blunders. And not just blunders, all the crimes which we have done. He accepted. And that acceptance was the reason of change. Was the reason for the change that was brought about in us. So, this is the story of almost every Brahmin soul. When we came to Baba, he did not reject us. He accepted us. And after that only, the change came in us. Otherwise, if somebody comes to us and starts teaching, we don't accept that usually. If I am eating from outside and somebody starts giving lecture, don't eat from outside, don't eat from outside, do we change? No, we continue to do that. But here, Baba's strategy was very different. He never straight away came and said, stop eating from outside. Was that his first teaching? Never. His teaching was of love. So he is the love incarnate. He is the incarnation of love, prema avatar. So at Amrit Vela, God will sustain you. At Amrit Vela, God sustains us. Baba gives us divine sustenance. But do I feel that sustenance? And if I have to feel, I have to make my Amrit Vela regular, consistent, and each day, it should become deeper and deeper. Each day, it should give me more and more divine experiences. My today's Amrit Vela should be better than yesterday's Amrit Vela. Every Amrit Vela should find me ahead of yesterday. Every today's Amrit Vela should find me ahead of yesterday's. And every tomorrow's should find me ahead of today's. So divine sustenance. The third thing that Baba does at Amrit Vela, he gives us divine blessings. So you receive n number of blessings. The only thing is that you need to ingrain it, imbibe it, and translate into practice. Blessing is like a seed. And mind is the fertile land. when the seed is sown in the land, we have to see that the seed becomes the sapling, and the sapling becomes the plant, and the plant becomes the tree. It will need all the necessary ingredients which we have to give: fertilizers, the sun rays, protection from wild animals, water, so many things. So take divine blessing from God at Amrit Vela, as if He has put His hand of blessing upon my head, and I am getting the shower of blessings, and I feel those divine blessings within me. They are becoming power, they are becoming energy, and that blessing is running through my every vein, every nerve, and I'm also getting the power to make that blessing come true. Not just the blessing, He also gives us the power along with that blessing. So that is the third thing He does at Amrit Vela. The fourth, spiritual talk, spiritual conversation, heart-to-heart talk with Baba. He is the only person with whom you can share everything without the fear of any leakage. Because if you share anything with anybody in this world, you never know that. That will stay only with that person. The news will make the rounds in the Brahmin family. Brahmin world news. So that news will spread like anywhere, anything. So it's very, and He is the only person, He will keep it very secret. You can confide in Him anything you want, but it is very difficult to confide in any other person, because they are unreliable. So spiritual talk means sharing with Him, talking with Him, unburdening yourself. The mind is loaded. Unload it at Amrit Vela. The mind is loaded. Loaded with what? Stress, tension, negative, waste. Pour the bucket of mind upon His head. He is shivering. People pour water, milk over Him. You pour over Him everything which is within you. So have a heart-to-heart talk with Him. Spiritual conversation. The divine talks. The divine chit-chat. The divine messaging. And He will respond. He participates in each and every conversation which we have with Him. It's a very powerful statement. He participates in our every conversation. It is not the unilateral talk. It is the bilateral talk. But only thing is that you have to align yourself with Him. The two frequencies should match. The wavelengths should sync. There should be complete harmony. If there is a dissynchrony, a disharmony, probably this connection will not take place. It means one is purely ocean of soul consciousness and we are body conscious. The link will not take place. So be soul conscious. Enter into the spiritual world and the spiritual father is in front, and initiate spiritual talk with Him. Secret chat. This is a secret chat. No, that will come here. So, the third thing, the fourth thing that we do at Amrit Vela is spiritual talk. The next is fifth, whatever we desire, that you will get at Amritvela. Baba said, this is the time when you get Mano Vanchit Phal, whatever your mind desires, the same thing will become available to you. So you don't even have to desire, you just have to tell and the thing comes to you. This is what Baba is saying. You get everything, whatever fruit you want, of anything that you will get. But the thing is that, that should be very pure desire, with a very pure intention. So anything which is very pure and which has got a very pure intention, which is not contaminated by selfishness, that will spread, that will come true, that will have its impact to the other side of the world. Whatever is done at one place, that will affect the whole world. There was a sister who had come once here and she was sitting and she was sharing that this small group which was started, this group's intention is very, very pure. There is no selfishness, there is no exhibition, there is no show off. That's why this made an impact on the world. Why this small place with small group of people became an international platform? Because the intention was extremely pure. The intention was extremely pure. So whenever the intention is very pure, it will have global impact. It will help countless souls. Fruit. Sixth thing we do at Amritvela is treasures. Whatever are Baba's treasures, they become your treasures. Just as we saw the other day in Amritvela, Amritvela just get up and jump and sit on the chair of royalty. And whatever are his treasures, they become your treasure. And you become like a king. So here, we become the master of all the treasures. All treasures, they become our own. We become the treasurer, the master of the treasure store. And the last, happiness and all attainments. Amritvela is the time to regain happiness. Amritvela is the time to restore the original stage of attainment. So today's effort, or today's point on Amritvela. Every day at Amritvela, Bab Dada celebrates the meeting with all spiritual roses. So first thing, we are spiritual roses. That is also very good Soman. Very good self-respect that I am a spiritual rose. So, you can churn on this topic. Qualification of a spiritual rose. It's a good topic to churn. You can compare it with rose. Rose has got about 21 specialities. So churn on this. Rose has got about 21 specialities which we had discussed in some other class. So what are the specialities of spiritual roses? Okay. So first, meeting with God. Second, He sustains them with special love and power. Amritvela is the time of special sustenance from God. Amritvela is the special period of meeting the Supreme Soul. Amritvela is the time for spiritual conversation. Amritvela is the time when you can easily attain blessings from store of blessings of the innocent Lord. He is the innocent Lord, Bholenath, Avadar Dhani. In Hindi, he is known as Avadar Dhani, who gets satisfied, Ashutosh, who gets happy very easily. You can make him happy without any efforts. The praise of attaining all the fruits that the mind desires from the innocent Lord originates from the praise of Amritvela. So at Amritvela's praise is that whatever is in your mind, you get it. You don't have to even have any force, any zith, nothing. You get it hands down. This is the time when without effort one can attain limitless treasures from the open treasure store. So you get limitless treasures here. Whatever you want, you will have. You know of this auspicious. So this is the auspicious spirit. Most auspicious spirit. Mangal Vela. Through experience, do you not? Only the experienced know of its elevated happiness and elevated attainments. You can just talk on Amrit Vela, but you have no experience of Amrit Vela. You will not feel all these things. These are the things one can talk only with experience. Otherwise, this will be a mere lecture. One is to talk on Amrit Vela, another is to experience it. So, Amrit Vela, one has to have very deep experience of meeting God, of talking with God, of getting blessings from God, of divine sustenance from God, of getting fruits from God, of getting all the treasures from God and all happiness, all attainments. So Amrit Vela is the special time for deep divine spiritual experience. If you don't do that, probably we are missing the most important part of Amrit Vela, of Sangh Confluence Age. Okay, so make it very powerful. Om Shanti.